It is 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour this Thursday, December 23rd, 2021. By now, most of you probably are indulging, doing a little masticating, and hopefully at the dinner table together. Whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, I don't care. This is what it's all about. Family is where it's at. And for those of you who've been torn apart by this nonsense that's being promulgated in the media, I'm sorry about that. You know, it's really crazy what our ancestors have done, how they used to live. They built houses out of mud. They did that. Our forefathers built houses out of mud, out of wood. But, you know, they walked around on the earth a lot. They wore shoes made of leather, or like our Native American ancestors, they walked around with no shoes on. They had bare feet, and they only used moccasins when it was cold. There's something to this whole thing. It's basically the skin of the body touching the skin of the earth. And this ordinary contact serves to transfer the earth's natural healing energy into the body. Now, see, the thing is, long ago, nobody thought anything of it. They wondered why they were so healthy. And maybe it was because they're earthing. And ever since our age, the industrial age, things have kind of gone downhill as to everybody's health. And we have with us the gentleman who was the product inventor and grounding pioneer of earthing. Seriously, he's got a website called earthinginstitute.net. Clint Ober, nationally recognized guy. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for inviting me on. And this is quite a little treat for Christmas.
It is. I love it. I'm going to, you know, I've got all dirt on my lot right now because I'm building a house out here. But I told my wife I'm going to have to put some sand and some grass out here I can walk around in every day because, you know, the older we get, the more our body starts breaking down. So it's like, you know, this is what I've been missing, is walking around in the grass. And like I said earlier on the show, now I know why my cat liked to go sit in the garage all the time and sit in the grass all the time, because he was getting his energy from the earth. I did get a chance to watch the short earthing movie, and you have a new movie out. Tell us about it.
Well, the earthing movie, it's available free on YouTube with no commercials or anything. And it covers about a three-year period of, you know, we've been working on grounding for about 20 years, you know, doing the research and doing all of the clinical and so on. But anyhow, over a period of 3 years, we filmed a lot of events and a lot of people, including everybody from Mariel Hemingway to Deepak Chopra to people with the FDA and so on, that kind of helped put together an understanding of this loss of ground and the effect it's having on our bodies and how inflammation manifests in our bodies via as a result of losing our ground. So what the movie does is it's authentic. And it's an award-winning movie. It's about, I think there's about 4 million views on it so far. And it's really for anybody who has a lot of pain in their body, a lot of inflammation or autoimmune-related health disorders. And it's free to watch, and it's life-changing.
Right, and it is. And I tell you what, I did go to your website, earthing.com. It's just the way it sounds, folks, E-A-R-T-H-I-N-G, earthing.com. And you have products on there to help you get acquainted with and to help improve the quality of your life through earthing if you don't have access to the ground on a regular basis. I would think that, you know, this is a thing. Everything that you're doing, Clint, when you first started this, science, you know, doctors, people you talk to, they kind of looked at you funny and, what are you talking about? Right?
Yes. Very much so.
Tell me about what's going on with the Earth's ionosphere, because you have something in this movie that talks all about where the Earth gets its energy from and why earthing is important. Go for it.
Yeah. Well, basically, you know, the sun radiates, you know, light to us in photons and also electrons. And as those hit the Earth, then they energize the Earth, and the Earth is dynamic in the 24 hour rhythms and all of this kind of stuff. But the Earth is energized with a layer of what we call free electrons. Everything electrical in the world, including your studio, is grounded to the Earth. And you do that to reduce charge and to prevent interference and noise and all those kind of things. And so it's just, I spent 30 years in the communications industry where we had to ground everything to the Earth in order to maintain electrical stability. So, that's how I stumbled onto this. I just one day accidentally grounded myself for some series of reasons and found out that grounding naturally reduces pain. And then Dr. Steven Sinatra, who you've had on the show, came along and said, Clint, if you're reducing pain, you need to be looking at the word at inflammation, because you can't have pain unless you have inflammation first. So, and then we started, studying all of this, went back, 60 years, and it was 1960 about when we invented the plastics and put them on the soles of our shoes. And now everybody wears these synthetic soled shoes, and we have this exponential explosion of inflammation-related health disorders, everything from autism to lupus, to MS, cancer, the whole gamut. But the main thing that we learn from all of this is when we touch the Earth, and then our bodies absorb these electrons, and it reduces and prevents inflammation in the body. It's like animals who live in the wild. They have none of the modern health disorders that humans have. They don't experience cardiovascular disease, cancer, lupus, MS, or anything like that. On the other hand, the animals who live indoors with their owners, they all manifest health disorders and inflammation-related health disorders specifically. So it's really simple. The Earth is negatively charged, meaning it has an abundance of free electrons, and when you touch it, then your body absorbs it, and you can't have charge in a grounded object. Can't have charge in a grounded studio or a grounded electrical device. Can't have, and the body is the most electrical device on the planet. I mean, we have trillions of electrical cells that receive and transmit information via electrical pulses and so on. So, but it's a challenge to explain in a few minutes. But what I try to teach most of all is to take your shoes off, go outdoors. If you have pain, inflammation, stress, anxiety, anger, or anything, go outdoors, put your feet on the earth for 30 minutes, and you'll experience a profound change. Unfortunately, with the snow now and all these kind of things, you have to kind of depend on these these earthing products that connect you with the earth via your electrical ground or a ground rod or whatever, sometimes in various different ways. But that's kind of it in a nutshell. But it's the thing that's most interesting about it and most beneficial is that it's free. And we just accidentally lost our ground, 60 years ago. And then as time went on, more and more shoes, more and more carpets in the home, more and more plastic. And then on top of that, we spend less time outdoors. So
you just hit a trigger here, Clint. You said carpet in the home. All right. So in other words, if I build a house and I put like porcelain tile on the floor, even though they have to glue that down, is that sufficient enough to be grounded?
It's best to use stone if at all possible, or a clay tile. And then if it's glass baked, it wouldn't be conductive. But anyhow, if you use stone tiles or just polish the concrete and stain it so it looks pretty, those are the best way and the least expensive ways. It's kind of, you have to go on Google and research grounded floors, grounded flooring, and there are a lot of grounded products out there. They're used primarily in the communications industry or anything that is mission critical centers like air traffic control, 911, so on, because they can't have any static or any charge in the environment that might interfere right. with equipment. So there's lots of things out there, but what I did is just had them come in and polish the floor. It's, polish it like glass, the concrete, and then right. barefoot or sitting on the floor, you're grounded.
Interesting. And see, even with the rebar and the concrete and everything else, you're still grounded.
Oh, yeah. The rebar is a conductor, and oftentimes the house ground is connected to the rebar. And the concrete is earth material, and it holds moisture. It always, I mean, concrete, no matter where it is, holds moisture. So it's conductive.
That is amazing. And see, we're learning something new every day, folks. You know, depending on the kind of place you live in, this pre-engineered vinyl plank flooring, because of the fact it is pre-engineered, which means it's scientifically manufactured, and most of these have a rubber pad on them. You know, that literally would kill any opportunity for you to be grounded without going outside and standing in the bare grass.
Yes, unless you have an earthing product, a mat or something that is connected to the earth.
Interesting. All right, so this is it. So now we have you founded Earth FX Inc., and that's FX is the letters FX, and this is a grounding research and development company in California. What is it that they do? What do they do?
Well, basically, we started out knowing, you know, back in 25 years ago, nobody had ever heard of the word inflammation, nor had we. And but anyhow, we knew that grounding was reducing pain and stress in the body, and just emotional stress also. And so we started doing research studies, and we have to date done, I think we have 25, 26 peer-reviewed published studies. They're all available at the earthinginstitute.net, where you can see the effects of grounding on, you know, whether it's diabetes or you know, just everything, anything that's a modern, what we call modern health-related health disorders. So what we do is continue to do the research on the, you know, like we're doing a little bit of research on ATP and things like that now, just to show, you know, that how grounding affects everything, how it affects your hormones, how it affects your strength, your mental, you know, all those things. But on the other hand, we've had to, as we started developing the science, then all of a sudden the researchers and the subjects in the studies, they all wanted grounding products. So we ended up having to make these products in order to do our studies. And then afterwards, people wanted more of them. So we ended up in an accidental business of developing product. Then we came along the challenge of, well, how do you ground people in bed? We started out with cotton silver. That didn't work very well. So we ended up over years developing a carbon pad mat that goes over your mattress, under your sheet, and you just connect it to the ground, and then it's like laying on the earth. But you can put a sheet over the top of it. But anyhow, we've had to take the time and effort to develop a handful of products so that once people learn about grounding, then here's a tool that you can use to ground yourself when you can't go outdoors or weather or all of these things, or if your health is very compromised and you're older, so you can sleep grounded every night, because during sleep is when the body restores and heals itself, so when you recover. So it's really essential and important to, for those who know about it and understand it, to get grounded when you're during sleep. It's the easiest thing to do.
For sure. And the thing is that, you know, some of us make use of a Rife machine, which principally does the same thing. It basically promotes frequency into the body. And so I know that, you know, we sell a health instrument in on the Power Mall that does pretty much the same thing. So this is it. This is basically because the earth naturally puts out frequency walking around, and you're saying 30 minutes a day. I mean, if you live on the beach, I mean, this is a wonderful thing, because now you're walking on sand that's connected directly not only to the earth but the ocean.
Yes. Yeah, it's, you know, in nature you would be grounded 24/7, and you could never have inflammation-related health disorders. But because of our lifestyles today, it's any amount of grounding is good. More is better, of course. But a simple half hour a day with your bare feet on the earth, what it does is, the electrons that you absorb into your body, that will reduce the inflammation and prevent simulation body on fire in flame. But the as important is the Earth has frequency, and it rises and falls in amplitude, you know, as the Earth turns. Daylight is highest, noon is highest, midnight is lowest. And anyhow, these rhythms of the Earth, when you are touching the Earth, your body resonates with them. And these are known to influence hormone secretions, like cortisol secretions. When you get grounded, you synchronize. I mean, everything changes and it shifts. To give you an example, like if you fly from New York to L.A., you're going to have a little bit of jet lag. If you just go outdoors, stand on the Earth for just 15 minutes, then the body resets its rhythms to the Earth in California time, and that way you don't have jet lag. That's just to give you an example, because jet lag is from your cortisol being off 3 hours or some hour number of hours. So it's about everything in the body. We lived on the Earth. I mean, we touched the Earth, slept the Earth, or slept on the Earth, walked on the Earth, lived off of plants and used our hands. We were always naturally grounded and living in harmony with the rhythms of the Earth and nature. And we just 60 years ago accidentally insulated ourselves from the Earth, and we've lost this connection. And it's having dramatic health effects. But everybody's pretty oblivious to it because, you know, lights came along, TV came along, and the screens and all of the creature comforts now, and we're so enamored with them that we forgot. And then as health changed in the country and in the world, we looked to the food, we looked to the air, we looked to all of these other things, and nobody really ever connected the fact that loss of ground, loss of an infinite supply of free electrons had an impact on us, and by and large, you know, they still don't, and it's taking us 20 years to educate a few like them, and it'll take another 20 years, for the second generation of people to get out there and educate and teach and bring this to the world and the people who need it.
Interesting. I'm surprised that more holistic practitioners aren't recommending that as part of the therapy, because everybody says, oh, go out in the sun during certain parts of the day and get lots of vitamin D. And little do they know, I mean, you're talking, and from what you've said here, Clint, you're basically saying that if you go out during the day, that's when the chances of grounding is way more beneficial than doing it at night. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so, yeah, if you can go outdoors, it's like when people get home from work, their bodies are full of stress and their fight or flight's up, their cortisol is highly elevated. If they can just go outdoors and put your bare feet on the earth, and hopefully there's still a little bit of sunlight, so you get a little bit of sunlight coming down on you, and ground at the same time, it has profound effects on reducing and draining the stress away and re-energizing the body. And because we live in homes now where we don't get sunlight either, it's a similar effect, losing our sunlight, losing our ground.
For sure. And that makes all the difference in the world. And what amazes me is that even though we knew about the Earth's magnetic core and the energy, and scientists have known this, that long ago when you went to places like UCLA, as you show in the movie, they pretty much rebuffed you and said, yo, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right. And, you know, it's like everybody always said, well, if this were true, we would know about it. I said,
yeah, really?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Well, you made him eat a mile of crow, didn't you? Yeah, you made him eat a mile of crow, didn't you, Clint? Yeah.
Well.
Wow. Well, go ahead.
No, it's just about what I do primarily is just continue to educate and teach and get people to experience it. And then after that, they can take on their own responsibility to spend more time grounded or find ways and places that are more grounding or more environmentally healthy.
Sure. So they can go to YouTube and just type in the search bar, the Earthing movie, and it'll come up. There you have it. So, we're going to include those links because a lot of our listeners, Clint, they basically will go and wait for because some of them miss certain things or they want to hear certain things again. And you can actually go to thepowerhour.com. Not only can you hear an archive of this broadcast, but we provide you with the links to actually watch the movie. So it's for
cool.
There's a short version, 15 minutes. And so, if you need more information about that, I went to earthing.com and looked at the website this morning. And I'm sure that Clint would rather have you, explore his website than Amazon. A lot of people don't like Amazon, that listen to our show, Clint. So earthinginstitute.net is the official website. And the thing is that, over 20 years ago, nobody knew about earthing per se, but it looks like you have, earthing and ground therapy. You actually have a patent on this, a trademark on this.
Yeah, we have filed, we have trade names, of course, and then we have patents on what we've developed here because, we put $20 million worth of research in it. Hopefully we get to recoup some of that someday. But yeah,
well,
it's patented.
Yeah.
For safety.
Yeah, for sure. Well, at least the thing is you're doing stuff for the good of mankind. And so, unlike this jab and everything else that everybody's talking about, it's not just for the greater good. Here you're talking about using nature as a healer, which I'm all for that. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are, too. And we certainly appreciate your time coming on the Power Hour today, Clint Ober.
You
and
bet.
Once again, earthinginstitute.net. Go on and watch the Earthing movie on YouTube. And it's absolutely free. And if you want to go to earthing.com, you can do that too. Clint Ober, thanks so much for joining us on the Power Hour. Hopefully we'll have you back on if we have any wonderful discoveries in the future and things that your research leads us to. In the meantime, we're coming up to a short break. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. More news and info coming up after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And once again, 32 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock, and it's 2 days before Christmas, December 23rd, 2021. Hopefully you're going to get together with family. We certainly hope that you'll all go out and just take off your shoes and go stand on the grass. And yeah, I know, Dave, there's snow on the ground up here. We're not going to do that. Well, you know, this is why they have rubber-soled shoes, folks. But, you know, from what Clint Ober just told us, these rubber shoes are not your friend. These sneakers are not your friend. The grass, the sand, the earth, that's your friend. And for those of you that have aches and pains, yes, there's Curcumin. We have lots of that at the Power Mall. As a matter of fact, you have a lot of the OptiVita products. OptiVita, that's right. That's the name. Look on thepowermall.com, and you can buy two, get one half off. You can mix and match them. Doesn't have to be three of the same item. There's all sorts of goodies on there. We talked about those with Frank the other day on the show. So, you know, in North American Urban Spice, we got a 10% off introductory special on the Orega O's gummies. The gummies that you have a little touch of the oregano in for daily use, twice a day, natural prebiotic. And they don't taste bad like putting regular oregano oil under your tongue does. A lot of people have said that it burns, but the stuff's potent, let me tell you, no matter what. And they put this into a much more concentrated form, it looks like, into the gummy. We had Power Hour J on the show talking about it. Any of these shows you can archive, we do it. And if you're not taping this show for yourself for future use, we have it for you. We've already done all that on thepowerhour.com. You can go in there and you can pull up archive shows from the past and listen to them. Share them with your friends. So you can turn them on to what we do and what we talk about here, which is to educate and inform. Because as the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We move into the news again because there is a lot of it. What we didn't get a chance to tell you yesterday, it is somewhat significant because, you see, any time that a school takes federal money, the government has strings attached. You ever heard that old saying, strings attached? You can't borrow anything, can't borrow money because there's strings attached. It's called a mortgage or a deed of trust. And what it does is it puts a lien on your house and encumbers your property in favor of the party who loaned you the money. And the only way that that lien goes away is when they file a release, a deed of release, deed of trust, release of deed of trust, satisfaction of mortgage. It's the only way they go away. And you can't do that yourself because that would be fraud. So there's a right way and a wrong way to do things in life. And our mission is to help you get you through those rough spots. But back on the fact that when you are an entity of any kind that takes federal money, they have power over you. Attorneys general from 24 states have filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration challenging these COVID-19 vaccine mandates for early education staff and mask mandates for young kids. This was led by Louisiana AG Jeff Landry. His lawsuit argues that the mandates involving Head Start, the country's largest early education program, are unlawful and exceed President Biden's statutory authority. Biden's mandate issued last month applies to all preschool programs funded by the federal Head Start program. You see, any time you connect to the feds, they want something in return. What do they want here? Rather dangerous, actually. They want to jab your kids. Huh. And what's that going to do? Well, we have to reduce the population, folks. you know, I mean, one of the ways we can reduce the population is to make it so that your kids can't reproduce. And if you give it to them when the women are pregnant, guess what? They might miscarry, have an abortion, basically. It induces an abortion, kills the kid. And if the kid is almost a term, it might come out messed up. It might come out with black eyes. It might look like the devil. You never know what's going to happen until it actually comes out. Might have horns. I'm just kidding. It's one of those things we don't know what it's going to do. And this is something that Dr. Paul Thomas said on our show. It's going to take 10 years before you find out whether your kid's going to be able to reproduce. And was this by design? Is it so far down the road that we can't ascertain and blame it on the vax? Well, you know what happened with the kids, children of thalidomide, Bruce, you know, who wrote a song about it? You know, Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire. He even mentioned the phrase children of thalidomide in that song as being one of the great mishaps in American history, or world history for that matter. So when you are working in a program or your child is involved in a federal Head Start program, most of these are because of a DHHS, that's Department of Health and Human Services, funding program to low-income families of preschool-age kids. And so they go there because it's basically that free ride that everybody's looking for. But, again, there's strings attached. I'm just keeping it on very simple terms here. And, I mean, we can, as a matter of fact, put a link to the lawsuit on there. I'm looking at the lawsuit right now, as a matter of fact. I just saved it as a PDF. But we're providing that. It's the Louisiana, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Utah, Wyoming. Yeah, those are the, if you don't see your state in there, you need to call up the Attorney General and find out why your state is not included in this. So this is the lawsuit that was filed. I'm looking at right now. It's 65 pages in length. So understand why they did it, because it posits itself as a government attack on your child. We have this little constitutional thing called the 10th Amendment. And the thing is, if it's enacted, Biden's authoritarianism is going to cut funding programs in child care that working families, single moms, and elderly raising grandchildren rely on desperately. You know, they want to mask two-year-olds and force vaccinate teachers in our underserved communities. I mean, this is getting really, really crazy, folks. They want everybody to get the jab. It's all part of it. It's all part of it. We were telling you the about the two-headed coin. You could just imagine that Greek philosophy way back when, you know, they talked all about Zeus and Venus and everybody else. They had all the Greek gods they worshipped, and you had Medusa with the woman with the snake heads. Yeah, it's crazy the way the system has ensnared our country like a giant boa constrictor. If it isn't the banks doing it, it's the government. 844-769-2944. Hey, it's that time of the show where you get to chime in. Get on the phone, say howdy, let me know what's going on. It's getting rowdy. What are you fixing for Christmas? You fixing decent, anything decent? We're not going to be on the radio tomorrow. We're taking a short holiday this week. So since we're not going to be on tomorrow, we're giving an opportunity to call up. If you have a recipe you want to share or just tell us what it is you're fixing for Christmas dinner, that's a good thing. I keep thinking Thanksgiving because every day should be Thanksgiving. I wake up and thank God every day I've got 2 feet and a heartbeat. So one thing we pray for every day is the opportunity to bless other people's lives, and this show gives me the opportunity to do that. For that, I'm grateful. For you listening, I'm even more grateful. For you calling in at 844-769-2944, I'm even more grateful when you pick up the phone and say howdy. And when you look at the upcoming 22 midterm elections, everybody is just keeping their fingers crossed. It's like, oh, how long? How much more of this do we have to take? How much higher of gas prices do we have to pay at the pump? Who do we point a finger at and blame? Well, if you open up the hallowed halls of Congress, remember those large numbers of stupid people, you know, that's on my T-shirt? Yeah, never underestimate what they can do. They have power. And Epoch Times is reporting that when New Jersey Democratic Rep. Albie Osiris announced he wouldn't seek re-election, he became the 23rd sitting Democrat in the House of Representatives to opt out of seeking another term in Congress. For a party with a majority that depends on a mere handful of votes, 23 of those veterans cutting loose and running is a crushing blow. More such announcements are expected. The filing deadlines are fast approaching for the midterm congressional elections. Looks like it's a intentional house cleaning, but you got to understand, a lot of these people are looking at Biden's policies right now and the damage they've caused. And all of a sudden, rather than switch parties and get called a traitor and remain in the two-party system, they're just getting out completely. Among other Democrats who are not running again, House Budget Committee Chairman John Yarmuth of Kentucky, Rep. Mike Doyle of Pennsylvania, David Price of North Carolina, Sherry Bustos of Illinois, Philemon Vela of Texas, and Kirkpatrick of Arizona, all of these Democrats are cutting loose. The latest survey results of likely voters by noted Democratic pollster and campaign strategist Doug Shane and partner Carly Cooperman show majorities disapproving of President Joe Biden's performance, and they're holding congressional Democrats responsible for the nation's growing list of all of these problems. Shane's survey is especially telling because of the intensity of voter determination reflected in the responses. Now, you look at the numbers, folks, because we talked about statistics and what they represent. There are three kinds of lies, damned lies, and statistics. Well, according to this survey, 72% said they're absolutely certain they're going to vote in November 2022. Another 28% said they're very likely. All right, so if you get the 72 and 28, what do you got? 100%, last time I checked. Numbers like those suggest 2022 could see a record midterm turnout if the present trends continue, because every day you drive down the road and you see a Let's Go Brandon bumper sticker or an FJB flag waving on the back of people's cars, or people wearing T-shirts that say the same thing. Or they have a bumper sticker saying, I didn't vote for him. Well, yeah, I understand that. You're one of those disenfranchised feeling kinds of folk that I talk about on the radio, you 85 plus million people that voted for Trump the last time to keep him in office, because everything was doing okay. You see, now that's the one thing about Trump that, as a libertarian, I appreciate. So those of you Trumpers out there that hate me, please understand where I'm coming from here. Laura Lee in Montana, I haven't seen your name pop up on the screen. Welcome to the Power Hour. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. What's going on in your world? Is it snowy up there?
Well, I wanted to wish not too bad, mostly in the mountains. Thank God for the ski resort.
Yeah, for sure.
I wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Well, same to you.
And avoid the chemtrails.
Thank you for that.
Avoid the chemtrails.
Yeah, thank you for that,
Laura. But I really enjoy your show. Yeah,
I love
your show.
I appreciate that.
And everyone involved. So
Our producers work very hard.
Hey. And I will be calling in more.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We got some really good show guests coming on, Laura, that you are going to absolutely love. We're trying to reach out to more and more people. I really want to get Tulsi Gabbard on the program, and I've sent the contact information over to our producers to see if we can get her on the show. I love talking to diehard Democrats, but see, she is a patriot because she serves in the military, and she is Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. She's Samoan. She's a person of color in my book. she would have made a much better choice for BP than the giggles in the White House right now. So, but I still think that she's a great person. She wants to engage in conversation. She's been on Tucker. I would love her to have her on the show. And I absolutely love your opinion. And any input that you can give at support@thepowerhour.com. And thank you so much, Laura Lee, for calling up. And you have a wonderful holiday season, too.
Okay, can I ask one more question?
You sure can. Go for it.
Have you read the executive orders?
I read all 44 of them when they first came out. What are you alluding
Good.
To?
Good, yeah. I'm just I alluding a... to everything is there for people to find out what they planned. Yeah.
That's right. It's all
what
out in the open. It's obvious.
And what, yes, they have to tell us, and that's where it is. Yeah.
Well, and 28 of those executive orders, Laura Lee, as you know, because I'm sure you read them because you wouldn't have asked me that question. Yes, you did.
Right.
The thing is you would not, 28 of those specifically were signed by Joe Biden to countermand everything that Donald Trump set up.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's wonderful.
We're in a pickle,
yes, I did.
But we're going to win.
Thank you very much.
So
well, I know.
Side.
And you will, that's
yes.
right, he is, and you will encourage people to go to the polls, I'm sure.
Well, I hope so. Thank
yep.
you,
well,
and have a
me
wonderful
too.
Season.
Thank
okay.
you. You too, Laura Lee.
Bye.
Thanks so much for calling into the Power Hour. That is so wonderful to hear from folks like that that have serious questions. Yes, if you haven't read all 44 of those, you can actually Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever you use for a search engine. You can actually go look these things up. They're in the Code of Federal Regulations. You can find them just written in printable form, just as themselves, the 44 executive orders signed by President Joe Biden. And all of that will come up. There's lots of research centers there, and you can actually read these things in whole. They're not edited at all. You can actually see the mindset of these people and where and what direction they're trying to take America. You aren't going to like it. Like I said, 28 of those executive orders were a direct slap on the Biden administration. And you see, by taking away and reversing everything that President Trump did through those executive orders, President Joe Biden has screwed this country. I mean, ruined this country, made a big mess of everything, starting with our utilities. John in Missouri, how are you? Welcome to the show, sir.
Very good. Got a question for you. I'm not very technologically intelligent in this. To get the news report on the Power Hour, is that verbal? Is it written? And tell me about it.
Well, there's two ways that you can get it. One, if you go to thepowerhour.com, you can subscribe to get our email blast, and that comes into your inbox every day. And it shows you the most current information that we have because it takes, you know, within 24 hours to get it posted. And many times our producer, Catherine, jumps all over this thing. She's one of our fabulous team that makes this show run like clockwork. And she usually gets that up there as soon as she can and gets it posted so that everybody can go on. And the other way to listen to the show is basically to go just access the archives on thepowerhour.com. And then you can jump on and listen to those rebroadcasts. Even if you miss all or part of a show, you can go back on and catch each hour as it's archived and posted on the website. That's the best way to get a hold of it.
Very good. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that so much. Thanks for calling in. All right, there you go. Okay, my phone lines are open, folks, 844-769-2944. And if I don't get a chance, I am wishing you Godspeed and a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I know there's a lot of Christians out there. You do believe in Christmas. There are a lot of people that say that Christmas actually is in September. I'm not sure that's not true. I really think that it is. Because you got to look at history and what it teaches us. Some people think it's, you know, in different parts of the month, some toward the end, some toward the middle. That's okay. It's still up for debate. That's a nice thing about being able to communicate. you know, being locked down for 25 months or whatever, however, they just want to continue to plague us with these lockdowns and these mandates and this garbage, trying to stop us from communicating. And see, this is where we grow stronger, is because of the ability to communicate. And one way we have to do that is to call up and voice your opinion, because I will tell you, for every Power Hour listener that calls up, the 844-769-2944, and voices their comment on this show, there are 1,000 other people that agree with you wholeheartedly. There might be 500 people that somewhat agree with you wholeheartedly. And even the ones who somewhat agree with you, it prompts them to call up and voice their opinion. You see, that's what this is all about. It's communicating with each other. When did we lose that? You see, that's where they have us under control, when they can shut us down and stop us from communicating. I wore my T-shirt yesterday that I got at Clay Clark. I wore that out. I like to wear these T-shirts out when I'm grocery shopping to get public reaction. And I had my Fauci lied, people died, pick a side T-shirt on with Fauci's picture on it. And I was getting thumbs up from a bunch of people. Some of them had masks on. Kind of scary, huh? We're kind of drinking a little of the Kool-Aid, but no, I don't know. I may have had the jab, and I don't know. You know, if you've lost a parent or relative to COVID, that's one thing I understand, and my heart goes out to you, because you probably didn't know about the early treatment, or they were in a hospital, and they got put on the damn Fauci protocol, remdesivir, and a ventilator, and they died. And I am so sorry that that happened. I cry every time I think about the thousands of people in nursing homes in New York and New Jersey and other places that succumbed to this because of purposeful and deliberate policy making that eliminated them by design. And when I see appointed governors like Kathy Hochul in New York talk about moving the goalposts on their own with no science or data to support it, I have a real problem with their authoritarian figures. These kinds of people are not the kind of people that need to be serving us. It isn't we the people anymore. It's them, the politicians, that are running the country, not we the people. They look at us like we're some sort of idiot, yet they count on our vote and our contribution politically to their campaign every year. Yet they are the ones in Washington making the stupid decisions on behalf of us and not voting what we the people want. They vote what they want, because they're all a bunch of self-serving bureaucrats, every damn one of them. I told you it's a two-sided coin, and it's both heads. It's craziness. And see, we have the power. By the 10th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, as well as the power of our vote, we don't have to vote with our feet, folks. You don't have to leave the jurisdiction you're in. You just have to get to your local community. You got to sign up and be a poll watcher. You got to attend your county council or city council meetings. This is how you make a difference. You voice protest. You build protest. You go from door to door. You get signatures. You petition. You campaign. You talk to people. This is what people are missing right now, is communication, because you don't know what other people are thinking unless you actually talk to them. And don't be so alarmed. You know, this is the thing. Remember that survey that said that a majority of the Democrats wouldn't date a Republican? What's because they don't want to communicate, because they got nothing to say. They have no defense for any of the garbage that they spew out of their mouth. Oh, well, it's for the greater good. This is why we put that little clip on. It's not for the greater good if there's no data or science backing what's going on. You know, we tell you all of these things and give you the news. And yes, there is a little diatribe. There's a little air of sarcasm in my voice. You also can tell my passion, because I love America. I'm not anti-government. Governments are necessary to help move we the people along in life, not there to control the people and enslave the people. That's not what they're there for. And when they start losing their mind and their mindset, this is when we the people have to rise up and do what's right. We have a Florida school board out there. School board members in Palm Beach County, Florida, are proposing new rules to censor and limit the public's ability to voice their opinions and prohibit broadcasting of all public comments, according to their school board of Palm Beach County website. pursuant to Florida Statute Section 286.0114, the public shall be given reasonable opportunity to be heard on a proposition before a board or commission. That statute states all meetings of public boards or commissions must be open to the public. Now they're trying to draft a new policy by their own school board attorneys, limiting the number of people who would be allowed to speak and the amount of time they're allowed to speak, prohibiting broadcasting of any of those comments during their board meetings. I only have one simple question. What have they got to hide? What do they not want the people to know? That's two questions. All right. So I lied a little. Just a little. Little fib. I had to, but see, the thing is they all fall in line with the same category. They're trying to censor us. In fact, an Indiana educator, Tony Kinnett, an Indianapolis-based educator who went viral on social media exposing critical race theory in his school district, now claims he's been fired in a Twitter. Yeah, in Twitter feed, he says he's been fired. He no longer works with Indianapolis Public Schools, which serves 23,000 students. According to them, IPS fired him for a host of reasons, mostly relating to information he leaked to journalists about the district's social and racial justice initiatives. They're trying to internalize racism among black people. I mean, this is what they're doing. They have a racial equity director. Her name is Patricia Payne. It's getting crazy, folks. You have to put your foot down. But in the meantime, I know we're coming to a close. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. We are going to be back next week. But for now, you enjoy your holiday season. Be safe. Safe travels. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.